Blog Talk Radio.
Audience, and welcome to Haas and Haas podcast on Thursday night. The podcast called The Attic. I'm so sorry. Welcome to the podcast called The Messenger. Again, every week we get together and we try to share with you a word from God, a word that tells you God is you, you are God. And when you come into the knowledge and understand how dynamic you really are, then you can definitely live your best life. So without further ado, I want to present to some and introduce to others, none other than our very own Messenger Ron Dyer.
Good evening, and thank you so very much, my brother. Once again, it is an honor to be able to just speak a little word into the atmosphere that might give someone a zeal or a desire to better know not only who God is, but who they are. Because when you become, when you know who it is that you are, then you understand God. Then you understand exactly who God is. Then when you read the book that you call the Bible or the Quran or the top, whatever reading it is that you read, you will better understand it, because then you will be able to take it from its physical references and tie it to a spiritual reference. In many scriptures in the Bible, it tells you that God is not man. God is a spirit. And to understand God, you have to understand him in spirit and in truth. And when you understand that to its fullest capacity and not just words being said, then you can begin to understand exactly who you are. You are led to believe that you are a human being, but you have to understand you are really a spiritual being. Your body is a temple that is housing the spirit of God. We have all, even though many would like to rebuke or deny what it is that is being said by many people regarding exactly who we are, even though we read it for our very selves. We read it and we still refuse to understand it from the aspect of which the Spirit is trying to reveal to you. And this is one of the reasons there are many scriptures or quotations in the Bible that says, "He that has ear, let him hear." We all know that everybody has ears. But are you really hearing what it is that is being said to you? And you can't begin to understand it as long as you're trying to understand it in a carnal sense, in a human sense, in a physical sense. As long as you're trying to equate or justify the scriptures that are being said to you, as long as you're trying to understand that as if that was you at that particular place with Jesus when he was going up to Calvary, it's all a story, but there is deep meaning in the story, but we refuse to really see the message that is trying to be delivered to you because you're looking at everything from a physical sense and not a spiritual sense. God is spirit. So if God is spirit, how do you deal with a spirit? You deal with the spirit through the spirit. There's a scripture in there that tells you as well. Try the spirit by the spirit. It doesn't say try the man by the man. It says try the spirit by the spirit. And this is how you get to know just who you are. Because that spirit that is within you is within each and every one of us. It is the reason we have our being. We have our life. We have our being. And we say it in so many different terms and stuff. But then when something does not totally agree with the way that you see things, you call it anything other than what it is. And when I say that, I mean by we look at certain people because of the way that they live or how they do certain things, and we automatically say that that is not of God, that they ain't got no God, it's an evil spirit. It's all of this, and we have to understand that that is just a fallacy that has been given to us to scare us by religions to do as they would have you to do. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And what he meant by that is if once you get in tune with who you really are, then you don't need religion. And don't mistake fellowship with religion. It is good for the brethren, the sisters, for all to come together in fellowship. That's a beautiful thing. Because then you can feel the power. Because when you come into fellowship, that means you're coming in, touching and agreeing on whatever it may be. And each and every one of us know that there's been a point in time in our lives when we got together with a few of our friends, planned and did something, and it was a beautiful experience. And I'm not saying that everything went accordingly, but what I mean is when the part where everybody touched and agreed upon and worked to do it, it was a beautiful thing. And this is why it's good for the fellowship. But the fellowship was not to mean to be mistaken for going to church on Sunday. This is a fellowship. This is brothers and sisters coming together, touching, and maybe not totally agreeing, but being open to the fact that what I say or what you say could be different, and it does not make it wrong. Because we've been taught certain things, we think if it's not within that, then it is wrong. But think of all the things throughout your childhood until now, the things that you've been taught that are wrong. But we hold it to be self-evident that it's true. And we know it not to be true. And I reference just some of the silly wise tales, per se. How many of us throughout our life for a while thought that if you really broke a mirror, you would have bad luck?
All right.
I thought that true. You mean that ain't true?
But you see, there are a lot of them that they've been telling us over the years, and we thought it to be true.
Yep, so did.
And we would not let go of that. Why? Because they told me it was true. And by golly, I'm going to believe that it's true. And this is what has happened with folks with religion. And because, and a lot of them, I have to give them credit because they are devoted. Now, if they could just take that devotion and apply it to their own lives. Because 90% of the people in the church, if you really stop and just start looking at them, excuse me, and start observing them, you will see that 90% of them in the church, but they're trying to tell you how you should live your life according to the church. Whether they're living it or not, that remains to be seen. But we've heard of so many crooked deacons, crooked preachers, crooked mothers, crooked ushers. We've heard of so many of them. And they've got such devotion to the church, but they don't have that same devotion to God or to themselves. Because to thy own self be true. And if you're following that religion and you know that it really ain't doing you any good or it making any difference in your life, why do you continue to do it? And please understand, I'm not saying that you can't go to a service and have a good time. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in order for you to truly enjoy the service per se, you need to know what it's really about. And it's not about quote unquote the word being brought forth to you. Because the word is brought forth to you 24 hours a day. The word is being brought forth. It's just that because we're not in that church environment or in that setting and somebody hasn't considered themselves to be rulers over all, you don't accept it or receive it. Even though in the scripture that you hold so dear, it says to you, out of the mouth of babes could come wisdom. So that's right there is letting you know that God has no respect of person. If he wants to relay something to anyone, he has no respect of person. It's not one person he just sat aside and say, I'm only talking to you for you to tell my people. We believe that because of the Moses stories and stuff to that nature. But if you look into the story from a spiritual sense, then you can understand the inspiration that when they wrote it, that they was inspired by God. Because part of it is their inspiration from the inside, and then the other part is from the outside. And so this is why you have to look into it. And I'm not telling anybody to be any kind of conspiracy theorist or anything to that nature, but just understand, even Jesus, according to the Bible, says that he spoke in parables. Now, there had to be a reason why he was walking around talking riddles to everybody all the time. And the reason why he said to Peter, when Peter told him, you are the Christ, the reason what did he say to Peter? People did not tell you this. You came to know this from a different source. And if you think about it, there were other disciples there with them as well. But it was Peter that said this because Peter looked within and understood better than those that was on that earthly plane just following behind him. Not that they didn't believe him, but they didn't believe in him enough to do what he did. I'll bring up another instance where there came a time where supposedly he was supposed to be taking a demon out of a person. And they said, why couldn't we do it? Because you lack the faith. It And so we have to understand that this is, it even says it, I keep going back, because it even says it, it says that it is a personal relationship. So how can I have a personal relationship, but with the other party, somebody else has to tell me what the other party is saying to me? And then all you're going to do is tell me the same thing that you've been saying or they've been telling for the last 200 years. What kind of God is it that we are serving? Well, what kind of God is it that you are serving or worshiping and you haven't heard from him? He's still going off of some outdated data. Now, don't tell me that the God that everybody has put all their trust and faith and belief in cannot update his material. But the reason it hasn't been updated is because we refuse to hear what he has to say, what the Spirit has to say.
Amen.
And God forbid, well, no pun intended, but God forbid that anything the Spirit will tell you to do or say that differs from what the church has told you to do or say. And I guarantee you, you will choose the church over God. Because you believe what it is that the guy that's up in the pulpit or wherever, you believe that he has a direct connect, more direct connect than you. Even though it tells you that God has no respect of person, he reign on the just as well as the unjust. And he and this is part of what they don't understand when they say that. They think that God is somewhere casting judgment or paying, rewarding or punishing somebody for something that they did. When you reward it, it's God. When you punish, it's the devil. But once again, my people, we are all one. And so stop taking. So when you're punished, it's God. And when you're not punished, it's God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But what you have to understand is the thing that you call punishment is not punishment. I think if you stop for a moment and think about the creator of all of this, and then he decides he wants to punish you, his way of punishing you is having you hit your toe on the chair. His way of punishing you is making you lose whatever it is that you had. That's his way of punishing you. I would think if anyone did enough that God decided that you would be cast into a fiery pit, I would think God had enough within him that you would just be no more. We've made God out to be a petty, jealous, vindictive deity. And how can we put our trust, our faith, and belief in someone so petty? So petty that if you had anything that you loved or liked or whatever, he would be jealous because then he would see that as you have put something before him. When yesterday, when you got that thing that you loved so much, you said it was a gift from God. Now, all of a sudden, a gift has turned into a curse. Do you really think that this is how God operates? This is how man operates, and so they put that characteristic on God. And what we need to start doing is putting more of God's characteristic on us. But instead, we're trying to make God us instead of us being God. And God, and don't mess around and tell someone that you have come into the knowledge, you have wakened to realize that you are part of God, then they call you all kind of names. It's okay for people to call everybody Satan or demons or anything to that nature, but you can't call them God. Does that theory or does that make sense to anyone? How we have almost ruined our lives on wrong data. How we have failed to live our lives on wrong data. How we have failed to live our truth, to live our, to the best that we can be because of data that was given to us that is incorrect, and we're too afraid to get new data. But we will do that for any and everything else. We get a car and it ain't working right for us, we'll get a new car.
That's
we get
right.
A house and it ain't living right, we get a new house. We get a mate that ain't working right, we get a new mate. But we hold on to this belief that our God is some petty, jealous, vindictive, so many words that you can use that they use for God that has nothing to do with God. It is you. The reason you bumped your foot is because you wasn't watching where you were going. It's just that simple.
Amen.
You get in a car accident, it wasn't the devil. One of those two drivers did something wrong, and that was the consequence. It wasn't nobody paying somebody back. We refuse to accept that we did something. We'd rather blame it on a spooky creature with a big red tail and a horn. Where did he get that from? Did he need that to go to war against God? Supposedly he was an angel. Where did he get the horns and the ears and all that stuff? Where did he get that from? And if you read scripture, according to scripture, he turned them into a snake.
Mm-hmm.
So if he turned them into a snake, how is it that the devil got this power to do this type of stuff?
Right.
So now we not only are we talking about a evil, vindictive, jealous God, we're talking, truth be told, we're talking about a silly God. And I say silly because you have all power. And you decide to give the devil your power, your arch enemy. Per se, you give it here.
Right.
Okay, here, you have some power. Now you can battle me for real.
Yeah, some don't
we
add up.
It does it. And if we really stop to think, I don't understand how we can constantly just continue to believe this. And if you talk to people, religious people, somehow or another, they tell you that the devil can win. This great war, the devil could win it. How can that be? What kind of God is it that we talk about, we serve?
Nah, can't be.
And we have to understand that and start living it and understand it, walking in truth. And I guarantee you, if you want truth, ask yourself. Now, whether you listen to what it is that yourself is telling you, but it will tell you the truth. How many times we've asked ourselves something and it told us something and we said, nah, we're going to do something different?
Many times, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
How many times you were supposed to be home at a certain time and you said to yourself, I should get home, and I didn't get home because I wanted to hang out? I ain't naming no boys or nothing in particular. But I'm just saying.
That probably didn't happen too often.
Not too often?
Not too often.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
remember many nights I was supposed to be home, but I was somewhere playing basketball, chasing behind people. When I knew I was supposed to be home, my dad told me to go home.
Hey, how the deacon say, watch out, did not miss, watch out, minister.
Yourself will not lie to you. You may not listen or like what it is that it's saying, but it will not lie to you.
Okay.
So we've got to start listening to ourselves more. And doing, how many times have you heard people say, I should have listened to my first thought?
I've said it many times.
Many times.
Because it will never lead you wrong. That is what it is that is speaking to you, helping you get to be the very best that you can be. That's what it is. It's not some man up in the sky behind the curtain granting wishes and punishing people. That's not God. That's not God. And for us to even believe that that's God, then truthfully, maybe we should consider being what are those that don't believe in God at all?
Atheists.
Because think about it, at least because I don't believe, I ain't believing that some guy walking around here with a pitchfork. Mm. I don't believe that there's some guy up in the sky in the mountains up there waiting for somebody to climb up there to talk to.
Okay.
It's better not to believe that than to believe what it is that we believe. And the reason I say it's better if you don't believe at all, because to God, truth be told, it does not matter if you believe that He is, because it does not change the fact that God is God. And just so that we're clear on this, everybody, we named him God, all right?
For sure. That don't mean that.
We just gave the Spirit a name.
Exactly. Exactly. We just gave the Spirit a name and we called it God. But that Spirit is, and it will always be, I am that I am. Which is everything.
Mm.
Everything. But we can't accept that we are part of that everything, even though everybody know everything mean everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we still can't accept that because we think we are inferior, even though that same word tells you that everything God made was good. And we seem to think because He didn't physically make us out of the clay that He didn't make us. Even though we turn around and say that without God we have no life, no health, no strength without God. So He has a part in us because He is us. We've done some miraculous things over the course of our lives. Do we really think we did it per se in the human sense? Or do we think it was the Spirit within us?
It's that time, podcast audience, that we bring the podcast to a close. But I thank you, Brother Messenger, for those powerful words.
Yes, thank you.
And again, we got to slow down sometime and just stop and think, why do I believe that? If that don't add up to me, I'm going to try something else. Like Brother Messenger said, when your car breaks, you get a new car. If you find out that what you think that your religion isn't working for you, why do you continue to stay with it? But listen, we just got a word from God, and God is saying to you that that what you seek, you already have. And I thank the messenger for bringing that word to us every week, loud and clear. My brother, I thank you. And from Hodge to Hodge Podcast on Block Talk Radio, we say good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, Lord.
Good night, all. Good night.